Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Sorry I'm running a little late today. I got busy. It's one of those days where you start doing one thing and plan for certain things and all of a sudden all kinds of things get in your way. And today I'll tell you, it's been an interesting day in the research. I mean, from anything from C60, biochar, plant DNA, nanorain, you know, evidence of C60 causing brain damage, C60 causing genetic damage. It's unbelievable what, you know, you come across when things just, you know, happen to be whatever. Doctors being raided by the government of Alberta. I mean, it's like, it's another day in paradise. Whoa. I had a friend of mine, a colleague and friend over in Israel, and you know, he sent me a thing today about a UFO portal opening up in Canada, up near Nanaimo. The link will be on here. You decide what you think. And anyway, we were talking back and forth about, you know, being alive today. He made a comment. I said, oh, you'd miss this. You'd be bored if this wasn't going on. You know, it's interesting how life has a way of really causing chaos and confusion in our lives. You know, another day in paradise. Wow, what more could we ask for? I want to start off that the doctors in the West Coast are being told now that they need to get the jab. Have you noticed that every time they institute a new pandemic, a new variant, a new boogeyman, the boogeyman's coming for you. This is variant number fifth variant or fifth stage or fifth dimension. Ooh, we're coming. You notice every time they do this, it gives them another excuse to disable any possible mechanism that can help you live. Now, I'm not a person that believes in the allopathic medicine, but I do believe they do have their place. You will find some doctors in the allopathic field, my humble opinion, are genuinely concerned about their patients and want to do the right thing. And a lot of them don't prescribe drugs unless they are forced to or whatever. I know a lot of the doctors here in Windsor that I've had people go see, they tell them what I've given them. A lot of times the doctors agree with it. And a lot of times the doctors over here, not all of them, mind you, but the few and far between that are actually have a soul still to them, will try any method in order to help the patient recover. Isn't that what the allopathic field is supposed to do? Isn't that what it was intended to do? That you were become a doctor, you became a healer, you became someone who would prescribe medicines according to the need or the necessity that a person would require to recover. That has always been the norm. Up until about the 1950s and 1960s. I would say probably when they first released the polio vaccine, I think that's when the allopathic field went to shit. Literally. And all the times that they have given vaccinations like MMRs and pertussis vaccines and measles vaccines, I think when they started doing this crap is when they lost touch with reality. They're so science is going to solve the issue. I'm not anti-science. In fact, I use a lot of science, and I believe in science not in the sense that it's a religion, not in the sense that it has the last word. A true scientist always knows that you only know what you know based on the facts you have at hand. And the knowledge you have on the science that you know today can be subjected to change by tomorrow, if some new evidence comes in, conclusive evidence, tangible evidence, evidence that substantiates what you're doing, comes in and enlightens us with a new truth or new exposé on what we're dealing with. Unfortunately, today, science has become a laughing stock. It's a joke. It's another religion that has fallen by the wayside, corrupted to the core by infiltrators designed to destroy any value in the discovery and how things work. Did you know in the last 100 years that the medical field has come up with cures? Cures that would cure just about anything. No shit. Not kidding you. But in the last 100 years, they have done absolutely nothing to release those cures to the general population because they are controlled by the Rockefellers and the Soros and the Gates and the Fauci's and all the rest that are involved with the destruction of mankind. God had created this planet with us in mind, and somehow we lost control of the planet. And in doing so, we've allowed the entrappers and enslavers and deceivers to control those resources that God had given to us to allow us to recover and heal. And in so doing, creation has become looped, has become mutated. As a result, the things that were meant for us also has become mutated. So like I said, when we're looking at today's science, are they scientists? I would say no. Are they advertising campaigners? I'd say yeah. Are they people that promote and propagate an illusion? Are they magicians? I would say yes. Are they sorcerers? Definitely. Because in the allopathic field, like any other field, they are a controlled entity. They are told what to do. They are told how to do it, when to do it, why they should do it, and not say a word about or question the command. The only thing I know that has that much power is the religion. The Papa here say, don't say anything. I tell you what to do it, but I'm not going to do it. You are. And shut up. That kind of thing, you know. The minister gets on the pulpit, hey, thus say it, blah, blah, blah. You repent, you blah, dee, dee, and blah, fire and brimstone, blah, da, da. But it's not, doesn't pertain to me. Send me your money. It's the truth. It's the truth. I found a scriptural reference before I go on, and I thought it was apropos for today. For God did not spare even the angels who sinned. He threw them into hell in gloomy pits of darkness. Now, isn't that interesting? He threw them into hell in gloomy pits of darkness, where they are being held until the day of judgment. And God did not spare the ancient world. Now, notice that terminology, the ancient world. Buddy of mine has been sending me information about history in the world. Architectural structures that were collecting energy, structures that had immense power that we have today, TV, what TV-like videos that they had 200 years ago, so on and on and on. And then it goes all the way back to the ancient world. We really don't know when the ancient world was expired by the Almighty. We have established a time regulation or a time standard indicating this happened a couple thousand years ago. We really don't know how long ago it has happened. Haven't you noticed 1 minute we're here and the next minute we're not? And a lot of the technology that we have today, they already have had in the past. They were even entertaining us with it back in 1907 with Metropolis. Transhumanism, Moloch worship, being sacrificed into the pits, working your ass off night and day for very little money So you drop dead at your job or you're at your post, they didn't care. Nothing's changed. We are in a war for, we're in a war for our very existence. And God did not spare the ancient world except for Noah and the seven others in his family. Noah warned that the world of God's righteous judgment. So God protected Noah when he destroyed the world of ungodly people with a vast flood. This also may apply to us. I tell everybody all the time, I'm not a rapturist, not until after Christ comes back, based on how I read it and how I understand it. Now, I often said the same thing, that Noah went through the tribulation, didn't get taken out of it. Now, I'm hearing a lot of people saying all kinds of things, because they're seeing the disasters and the catastrophes coming on the planet, and they think that God's just going to whisk us away. I don't think so. But I'm not opposed to it, don't get me wrong. I just err on the side of caution. Anybody can make these statements in today's times without full understanding that there is nothing conclusive one way or the other. My conclusion has always been, be prepared for both. If we leave, c'est la vie, we're gone, such is life. If we're not gone and we're going to be like Noah going through the thing, there we go. And in this situation, so God protected Noah when he destroyed the world of ungodly people with a vast flood. If God protected Noah, he'll protect believers as well. That's my thinking. And based on how I read and interpret this, plus other scriptures that I've also read. So I don't think we're going to get off easy. I just think that God will prepare a form of protection for those who have faith in God. That's my thinking. But the reason why I wrote this is, again, to indicate that God did not spare even the angels who sinned. He threw them into hell, a gloomy pits of darkness, where they are being held until the day of judgment, and God did not spare the ancient world. So I'm thinking myself personally, when I saw this, that all those people, all these, I don't know what you call them, Fauci's, the Gates, the Musk, the Soros, the, you know, Rockefellers, all those who have planned, schemed, you know, set a course for our destruction and mankind's destruction. God is not going to spare them. I take great comfort in that. You know, being that everyone that I talk to that has, especially if you're awake, who's endured anything in this life, any hardships in this life, any tests and stress and whatever, majority of the time was caused by the demonic forces of the planet. Frequency assaults, voice to skull, nano poisoning, genetics in the food, you know, harmful epigenetic chemicals being put in the food as well as our environment, and so on and so on and so on. So I put it there because I liked it. I liked what I was reading regarding to the angels are not, these things, whatever they are not going to be spared. And again, I'm putting that there for you to understand that this is a comforting thought that God, okay, he protected Noah when he destroyed the world because of his, Noah warned the world of God's righteous judgment. That's what every Christian is supposed to be doing anyway. Every believer who believes in God is supposed to be warning people of God's righteous judgment that's coming on this planet. I don't understand, to be honest with you, I'll tell you the truth, I don't understand why this planet is still rolling. I don't know why God even bothered, to be quite honest with you. I just have a very cynical view. This is nothing but a shithole. This may have been a beautiful green, blue, teal planet at one time. But the way the elites and the globalists have defecated all over this planet, how they have turned this planet into their personal toilet, and how Brian sent me a video the other day, and I could only watch up to a certain point when this was about human sacrifice. I shouldn't say human, sacrificing of men and women and kids when I saw him take this three-year-old into a room and they put a pan underneath her kidneys because they were going to harvest her kidneys, that I had had enough. I couldn't watch anymore. I was ready to retch, you know. And so, like I said, when I see that kind of shit on this planet, it has no business or place here whatsoever. So, in one aspect of God's righteous judgment, I hope to have a bird's eye view. I'll even eat GMO popcorn that day when he puts those bastards in hell with the rest of those angels. It's unbelievable, the evil on this planet. I kept thinking more and more after I watched this thing. It just doesn't matter where we go, what we do. We are living in a demonic realm. This realm is not meant to continue. You know, this realm has to have an endpoint somewhere. I mean, it's, like I said, the more I see things, the more I go, yeesh. Won't say what I would normally say. It's definitely a Canadian terminology. It's what it is. So I take comfort in this, that God is going to take these bastards and put them in the place, in their place. You know, it's amazing what we're doing here. Australia. Let's go back to Australia. They were today going around and getting people to transfer them to these COVID quarantine places. Are you kidding me? You know, Canada better wake up. America better wake up. That QR code is going to be the end of everybody in this North American continent. You don't have that QR code, and they decide they're going to throw your ass in a quarantine because they say you haven't been injected because you didn't take the latest one or whatever. That's where you're going to wind up. Australia. Jeez, they were escorting people into these camps today. Now maybe that might have been a theatrics to get people to see that, hey, people want to go to these places, so they'll line up and save them the trouble of going to get everybody. The Bible says in the last days that even the elect may be deceived. I'll tell you, it's sometimes a chore to distinguish evil, what's real and what's an illusion. But like I said, for those down in Australia, I mean, oh my gosh, this bullshit. I am surprised that they haven't had a revolt in Australia, where the whole continent has gone down and taken the premiers and the prime ministers and the parliament, and have them take a long walk up a short dock in a swimming area where there are white sharks. You know, it, white sharks might say, nope, this is too corrupt even for me. Don't throw your shit in my backyard ever again. But imagine that. France is talking about a fifth wave. Someone sent me a movie today. I got to watch it yet. It was called Fifth Wave. And again, what astounds me is it's never been identified. And they keep changing the name, giving you the impression that they have identified it. They never have. And yet these governments are going right along with it. I got to tell you something. We don't have any government anymore. Voting is a waste of time. Doesn't matter who you vote for. They're bought and paid for. We need a whole new system. We need to secede from this system and create a better one. Not going to go back. We are going forward. This system of government is a systemic disease that's killing the planet. Come out of my people, the Bible says. Maybe this is what God is doing. He's yelling, get out, because if you stay behind, you're going to get punished like the rest of them. If you stay with them, you're going to die with them. That's my thinking. my personal understanding of this, you know, they are doing stuff that is so horrific here. It's just unbelievable. If something could be this vile. Now I got a fifth wave, another pile of shit again. But people are dying in Botswana. They're dying in India. They're dying in Asia from this new rare variant, Botswana. Sounds like an alcoholic beverage. Botswana. Give me two shots. Yeah. See, if there is anything going on out there, if there is anything going on, it would be the end result of the injected who've taken these injections, who have even mixed these injections, would be producing the brand new variants that are popping up all over the world. Once they take the materials inside, all it takes now is an activation by a frequency to create a mimetic that would appear to be what everyone thinks it is, but in reality it isn't. It's really sad that our governments and all across the planet, someone was telling me about Putin today and what they're doing with the QR codes in Russia. Like I said, we are living in a demonic frequency, in a demonic dimension. We don't belong here. How many of you ever said that out loud? Hey, I don't fit in here. I don't belong here. Because we don't belong here. We were meant for something else, and somehow we made the wrong turn, made a left turn at Albuquerque. Something went wrong. Something went horrifically wrong. Then I found some stuff on C60 again. More and more and more is coming out about the dangers of C60. Causes brain damage by damaging the acetylcholine of the brain by incorporating the increased effect of acetylcholine esterase. In other words, the enzymes that break down acetylcholine, this stuff exasperates. It encourages to rapidly release the enzyme to break down the acetylcholine, which means your brain and body can't communicate, you can't access memories, you can't do this, you can't do that. This is a weapon. C60 has always been a weapon. I said this from the word get-go. Hell, you can go all the way back 10 years ago when I was on the YouTube channel saying that C60 was toxic. There was other people that were saying it was toxic, where I even had a guy down from Australia who watched the video and realized that this stuff was no good. And then if you add biochar to C60, it completely has a total environmental damage to the environment. Like I said, you know, the links will be here. Look them up. But a majority of the stuff that's being sold today or being perpetrated today as to be doing something tangible, substantial, you know, and real, not, you know, pie in the sky. And you look at this stuff, you're going to take a second look about it. I didn't make these things up. I just went and found them with a proper search engine and proper investigation. I have found some of these things that further explain the damage that the C60 can do. It's horrific shit, really. Turns you into a super antenna because it's breaking down your ability to think and process anything. And when it injects itself into your system, it lodges into the brain, spine, spleen, and liver. Brain and spine. Is anybody here anything? Is anybody hearing possession? Simulation? You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. That's where we're going on. They found out that carbon C60 is genotoxic. Damages your genetic code. Now, we're probably going to hear some doctor come out and scream, oh, no, that's all bullshit. That's a lie, blah, blah, blah. There's the their data is right there. The data is right there. Look it up. Okay, they didn't care when they started selling this shit. They didn't care when they started making this shit. They didn't care when they started advertising this shit. They want everything to have this in it, including you. So that you could be then more readily and easier to access. Remember, when you get this kind of technology inside your body and it has cinched itself inside, if you're not dead, you're going to wish you were. But if you are also not dead, they'll then connect you into the network and use you to power up or to regulate whatever's going on. This is the end game. This is the end game. I got that from the Avengers when they had the same thing. They were fighting some huge overpowering enmity. The character says, you know, this is the end game, the end of the game, end of this network, end of this reset. You know. So as a result, we are now in a very precarious position. So we need to, like I said, understand that not everything on the planet, everything on the planet has and is some form of demonic influence to it, in it, of it. And when you go out, you are dealing with demonic influences. So they're wearing a mask and they're walking outside. They are following Baal. They're following Moloch. Why would you need to wear a mask outside? Who knows? As I start off the show with UFOs, somebody filmed something off in Nanaimo, Canada, out in the West Coast. I've been there years ago. I drove through there. And they filmed something interesting, and they filmed a UFO portal opening up in the harbor of Nanaimo, British Columbia. And when you watch the video, I got two of them on there. She does a preliminary and then a secondary. And it's amazing what you see in the platform and transformation of this portal opening. There's two parts to it. I put the two parts on there, and she's on the one part explaining how they have opened the portals to release ships here, and it does look like something's coming out of these things. So anyway, I figured I'd let you all look at it. You decide what you think it is. But it doesn't surprise me in the least if something like that does manifest, because let's face it, they have been doing their damnedest to continually distract everybody so they can continue with their real agenda. You know, that's the way it's going. So like I said, when you're looking at the reality of the way things are, everything's inverted. Everything. So where am I at here? Somebody was talking about some of the things regarding to our rights, and they mentioned the fact that the where was it? He mentioned the fact that the way the banking system works is they have no money. They lend you whatever bullshit. You pay it back, and in the end, you never see your money because they always control your money. And the real debtor is not you as a creditor. You're free and clear of that. The debtor is the banks. The banks that can't make up payment, the banks that, you know, say you're never there, the banks that, you know, play games. You know, I just heard today from a friend of mine that they're going to give $2,000 a month to everybody in Canada. Sounds good, doesn't it? Wow, the government's going to give us $2,000. Wow, what a good guy. They're not giving us anything. What they're doing is they're taking the money that we've given them, and they're just giving it back. And they know they're going to get it back because they're going to raise the price of everything. And once they raise the price of everything, you won't even be able to rent an apartment in the city or anywhere. That's three or four of you living in an apartment. That's be about the only way. You know, this is where we're at today. The bankers are the ones that are the debtors, using your money to give it back to you and then expecting you to pay it back what they've given you with interest. I mean, it is the worst fucking racket ever. Here, take my money. Oh, thank you. Oh, you give me back some more. Oh, you're such a nice government. Oh, yeah. Government said, "Yeah, we're charitable with your money. We'll give it back to you. We know we're gonna get it all back in about less than 3 days. You'll be at the dollar store buying shit you don't need. You'll be at the mall buying shit you don't need. You'll be going out to eat, going out and getting partied. You'll be buying cannabis. You'll be 3 days. You'll be broke." They know this, and they know they'll get this tax revenue from all the companies that these people are spending the money on. So the government doesn't lose. They never lose in this regard. The banks never lose. You know. It's amazing. It's amazing. So anyway, we are in that realm too. Okay, I put on here a thing about plant DNA and how it can integrate with other plants and control the host DNA. And the reason why I put it out there is I wanted you to understand that if it can be done in the plant kingdom, it can be done in any kingdom. Don't think for 1 minute that you are special. They are going to equally, you know, try to control everybody through, again, assimilating another DNA into your DNA and overriding your DNA, which is what they've done with the injections. So anyway, watch that when you can. You may find it intriguing and interesting. Then we got, see, there was one other thing there. Hold on. And now I got a thing before the show from the Netherlands. Nano rain. See the nano constructs and debris in the rain. When you look closely at the slides, you will find there's something in there in the rainwater. Something is in the rainwater. And you need a heads up. When you go outside and you look at that rainwater and you see the components in there and then you see what's coming out of your skin, it's identical. There's some kind of mimetic material in there as well. There appears to be some kind of synthetic life there as well. When you go outside in the rain, cover up, cover your head, cover yourself as much as you can. Again, we're not living in those days where things are safe outside. They are dumping stuff from all over the world. And in this, you can see the debris inside where whatever was there broke free from its operating matrix and started to begin its assembly and integration, you know, in the window. We are not living in the good old days. In the good old days, this may have been happening too. I don't know for sure. But a lot of the health ailments that we have today could be coming from the rain indirectly because you are bringing down from the sky the nano compositions. You're living in... The people that are in charge are living in different areas that are not affected by these things because they have means of neutralizing them. You know, until there's an anger factor to understand that these clouds are releasing toxins from everywhere. And some of those toxins, again, have snake-like movements. This one looked like it was attached to something because it kept bouncing up and down. So like I said, watch these things and realize that those of you who have not been activated, what you see on that window from the rain is indicating what you will be dealing with. And if you need more information on that, go check out Brian396's site. He's got pictures galore showing you different levels and different things that he's done, you know, to get the stuff out of him. You may want to check out this the information so you're not caught with your knickers down. These things that they have put into the planet are in a nanoscale, they're synthetic life, and they're all over the place. And if you get exposed, you need to disengage. The way it goes. That's the way it goes. And you have to understand that that's what we're dealing with today. Everything has been hijacked. Everything's been hijacked. And we have to understand that in this hijacking that we're dealing with today, it's, you know, everything's fair game. Everything is fair game. They're going to try to kill you one way or another, through religion, through politics, through poverty, through starvation. I was listening today about Finland. They too now have organized the country to become fully vaccinated. Europe is at war again. Europe, war. The United States and Canada are at war as well. Each respective government is causing problems. That QR code is being done, you know, in a way where no one's going to wake. You're going to wake up one day and there it is. Oop, there it is. Oops, there it is. Now you won't be able to do anything unless you have that code. Interesting concept. Okay, I had to take a bit of a break. Anyway, we're talking about nanorain, plant DNA. Canada's being visited with all kinds of things we're talking about. And I have to say, it's going to get even crazier as time goes on. And when we continue to listen to these entities, let's call them that. Let's call them entities because they're not people. They're not really governments. They're setting up a invasion force, if you will. I find it's ironic that Trump calls something about a space force and referring to a federation. And here we are, portals opening up in the west coast of Canada. I don't think they're coincidence. And I kind of wonder sometimes, I know there's a lot of pro-Trumpers out there, you know, and one thing you'll never be able to explain away is the fact that he released a bioweapon on the American public, infecting over 70% of the population with a bioweapon that has never been tested properly on people. And the tests that they did conduct on animals, they all died. So you have to kind of question, and you can make whatever excuses you want. The bottom line is, he allowed it. And I find it interesting that he made a comment about the Space Force and how these phenomena are starting to happen. I kind of wonder sometime, and I have to wonder sometime, how much of this is being coordinated to further deceive the American public and the Canadian public with whatever bullshit that's coming down the pipe. We have been distracted with all kinds of innuendo and stupidity and false flags, you know. And now we have a pandemic that isn't a pandemic, and now we've got a fifth wave and a sixth wave and a ninth wave and a hundredth wave. How long will everybody allow this bullshit to go on? How long? I honestly, seriously believe that in order to stop this, the courts are corrupt. There was a Franciscan priest or whatever he was in the Rome, made it quite clear. The politicians are all bought off. Your judges are all bought off. Your legal enforcement is being bought off. The Mounties, the Royal Mounted Police isn't doing fuck all in this country. they're allowing things to happen. They're supposed to be protecting the people of this country, but they swore an oath to the crown, not to Canadians. So we don't have any real representation in regarding to our to defend us on our behalf based on our charter and constitution. Americans have a Bill of Rights in the Constitution, and the same shit's going on down in the States. Nothing is going on. And I'd wager, based on what I'm seeing in Australia, this is going on right across the Commonwealth. They're escorting people to the quarantines. Are you effing kidding me? Over nothing. But they got to get the population down. I just saw a Deagle report for 2025, and they're showing that the population, the states, is going to lose about 90 million people. About 30% of the population is going to be wiped out by 2025. 30%. They're registering 330 million Americans in America. Okay, you're going to lose 90 million. Wow. Canadians are at 38 million. They're going to be back down to 26 million. I think they're figuring around 30% there as well, or something to that effect. How did they come up with these numbers? Based on what? See, do they know something we don't know? Are they expressing something to us about the agenda that's going on? The only thing that I know for sure, the only way that we're going to stop this, like I said, I was listening to the Aboriginal people down in Australia again, and my heart goes out to these people. My heart goes out to the Australians who have been fucked so hard. The only way out, well, not the only way out, but one of the possible ways out is to secede from this government and create another government, an alternative government. Because this one we got is not working for us. All the governments of the world today are working for the corporations and the banks. Let's face the hardcore reality. Your vote means sweet F.A. The real power in this world are the bankers, the corporations, and the Committee of 300. That's who runs this world. And they all answer to Lucifer, every one of them. Our presidents don't do a damn thing. They haven't done a damn thing since Kennedy. To be quite honest with you, they've just gone along and to play along. The military-industrial complex in any country will take out a political leader. It was reported that the MI6 took out Kennedy. It was all song and dance. Trade mercenaries of the Commonwealth went and took them out. That's what the one report states. Think about that. If they can take the president of the United States of America, and at that time, 1960s, at that time, nobody could touch America. Nobody. China would have got their, they would have been kissing their own ass goodbye if they had even made the attempt. Russia would have been right behind them. Nobody at that point in time could have even touched America. And yet here we are today, a compromised nation, a compromised Canada, a compromised United States, a compromised Mexico, a compromised Caribbean, the world is compromised. Because the laws and the regulators of these laws are following the instructions of a higher power, and I don't mean God. I mean the banks who control the real power, the finances, the corporations that control the real power and the finances, the military-industrial complex, which is again funded by both the corporations and the banks. We do not have and will not have any representation in this government. All we are considered, even by their laws, and by all the things that they have created, ownership, certifications, and so forth, You know, the real laws are that we're men, free men under natural law. Or free men under the laws of the Almighty. But instead, we are following these, I don't know what you'd call them. They're not laws. Regulations. Bylaws. So until we're ready to separate from all this, start over, because I'm going to tell you something. You can grab your pensions and kiss them goodbye. You can grab your health benefits and kiss them goodbye. You can collect your retirement packages, your disability packages, any money you have put aside, even in your RRSPs, your 401ks, you can kiss that all goodbye. You ain't got nothing. They're going to take it all. George Carlin said that. There's a party going on. You're not invited. And they're going after your Social Security in the States. Here they're going after your Social Insurance in Canada. And they're going to get it. He even said it. They're going to get it. They're going to get it all. And the reason why they're going to get it all, because Canadians in this country, I won't speak for the United States, but Canada in this country, Canadians bought the bullshit hook, line, and sinker. And in some respects, you deserve what's coming. The problem with that is those of us who have been contesting this from the word get-go have to now suffer as a result of this lack of testicular fortitude. Standing up to do the right thing. Listening to some bullshit on the media, morning, noon, and night, till you've finally been brainwashed to believe what they're saying because you didn't take the time or wouldn't take the time, or you're too freaking lazy to take the time to actually read the documents that you needed to read to understand what you were agreeing with. It's sad but true. And now, as a result, those of us, and because we're in the minority now, and they're going to further exasperate the segregation in Canada. Canada's already been a racist country. It has always been a racist country. All this bullshit about tolerance has nothing to do with the country itself, but it's a racist country. God help you if you're native. God help you if you're ethnic. God help you if you have a different suntan in this country. You'll be tolerated. Because that's part of the globalist banking system. After all, you can make money. And if you can make money, you can be taxed. So in that respect, there's no discrimination. You're all treated equal under the corporate bank laws. Same is true in America. They don't care if you're a woman. They don't care if you're gay. They don't care if you're transgender. They don't care if you're colored. They don't care if you're light-skinned. They don't care if you're native. Banks look at all of you as a means to an end. Oh, money, 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 money. Bring it here. And then the government and the corporation says, well, and we'll take it away. We'll use your money to kill you. We'll use your money to entrap you. We will use your money to build quarantine gulags. We'll use your money to create drugs and inject them inside you so that we can wipe you out using biological warfare agents. And thank you very much. Thank you for your cooperation. Thank you. We don't care about your color. We don't care about the skin tone. We don't care what your gender is. But we are grateful that you have complied to give us the means to terminate you. That's bottom line. That's Canada. That's U.S., that's pretty much the world. The Australian Aboriginals, you know, I fear for their lives. I fear that they are going to be exterminated. I seriously believe that. You know, I believe if God doesn't intercede, I believe that there'll be a extinction event. And if they take out one of the oldest cultures in the world, they won't give a shit about the rest of you. Think about that. And if they start wiping out, and they've been doing it for over 100 years, they've been wiping out the natives in Canada and the United States. Once they're all gone, who's left? Oh, let's see. People on welfare, people on social benefits, people on retirement packages, people who have money in the bank, people who have bought and paid their houses, bought and paid their cars, you know, have money coming in a steady stream. We got to get rid of them. And this will be done because as they continue to further exasperate the lie on everybody, and everyone keeps on believing in the lie that they are perpetrating, what winds up happening? What winds up happening? One by one, they knock off the blocks, they knock off the chain, and before you know it, it's at your door. Something we need to really consider is possibly starting a different government within the government, creating a secession that is required in order to show how we are not interested in their system, nor will we ever comply. You run the risk of war, you run the risk of death, but you know what? You're dead already. We all are. As my one friend used to say, we're dead already. We just haven't fallen down yet. And that's the truth. Everything that they've been advocating in the health food industry, especially in the last couple of years, has been just garbage. C60, zeolite, hydrogen, all been given to set everybody up, be targeted with frequencies, to be targeted and be dismantled with whatever. You know, they are purposely trying to take you out. Doesn't matter if it's the health food industry, doesn't matter if it's the organic food bullshit, it doesn't matter what it is. They are going to, even the rainwater has, like I said, shit and debris in it. It also has something that's moving inside the rainwater. What happens when that moving thing gets into the food supply and you eat it? Dun, 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 dun. Frankenstein, ooh, ate something from the rainwater and it turned him into McGilla Gorilla, you know, something like that. So like I said, when we're looking at this stuff, it's an assault on all fronts. Everybody needs to keep their eye on Austria, Finland, and any other country that's going to be forcing vaccinations. I hope everybody's armed. You know, that's, I would say, defend yourself. Get what you can. Learn how to use a sling like David did, David and Goliath. You know, learn how to use a slingshot. You may need it to go hunting. If you've got pets, you may want to keep a close rein on them because as these shortages continue and people need to eat meat, if you got a cat or a dog, guess what? They are up to be fair game. Some of you are saying, oh man, that's so gross. No, it's not gross. It's survival. If you're thinking in terms of civility, having a pet. But if there isn't enough meat to go around and you have an animal that walks outside at nighttime, it may wind up being somebody's dinner. That's where this is going. If you got a storefront, I was talking to a buddy of mine today at a store, and I said to him if he's going to stick around, because he was telling me he was thinking about letting it go. I said, if you stick around, you might want to put bars on your window. And he said, do you think it'll come to that? I said, I know it will. I said, I grew up in that. I grew up during the 60s riots, 67 riots. People didn't have any bars on the windows till after that riot hit. People were carrying guns and automatics, and you name it, they had it. Bazookas, tanks, they had it. So I'm saying this not to scare you. I'm saying this so that you get prepared and you don't get caught with your knickers down. So, like I said, you know, realize we are living in dubious times at best. And realize this, the lie will be continue to be perpetrated. Like I gave you the SPARS report years ago, read the SPARS report. This is going to go on till 2028. Most of us may be dead by then. Remember that. Just something to consider. All right, I think I'm going to wind her down. Let's see, where am I at here? Where am I at? Okay, yeah, I'm going to wind it down. I always say at the end of these shows, read your Bibles. Read them for yourself. Do not let anybody influence you in your reading of the Bible. Read it for yourself. Understand what you're reading to the best of your ability. Read the book of Acts. Read the letters. Read the Revelations. Understand it to the best of your ability. Because my contention with you is this is God's Word. If it's God's Word, God will teach you. I can't tell you to go to any church today, because if I hear ministers are saying to the flock, go and get a jab, those are basically sheep's and wolves' clothing. You don't sacrifice the flock. You don't sacrifice your congregation to take a jab, and you have absolutely no idea what you're doing. And if you're that misinformed about what's going on, I hate to see what your knowledge of the Bible is. So this is why I express very strongly for all of you, read the scriptures for yourself. Pray, talk to God, read, ask Him for divine direction. You know, best thing I can tell you. I always say at the end of these shows as well, look up above, you'll see other people who are also hard at work. They're trying to find health solutions for you, or making you more aware and keeping you in up to speed and knowledge. I would encourage you to help them any way you can. Help all of us financially if you can. If you can't help, don't worry about it. If you're caught between, you know, a job, you lost your job because you didn't get the jab, that's not a problem. Just share the data. Share. All right. And as I say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.